Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick and the Thrift Shop is open for business. The Radio Thrift Shop is your weekly time machine into days of futures past. Featuring folk, jazz, easy listening, classic rock, indie pop, lo-fi, and privately released music in a variety of musical genres recorded from the early 1900s until next week. Or through next week. Going to start today's program off with a segment I like to call the Classical Thrift Shop, in honor of Classical WSCS. Going to begin with a piece by Julian Bream. Thank you.
We'll be right back. call on my family. My heart beat heavily. By their names I call to them, but none did answer me. Around the house I called them, yet no other voices I heard. I was answered only by echoes like in an empty disturbed. I then looked through a window, what strangeness and what fear. They were but formless shadow, wandering far and my head stood on end for horror and for woe. No one, not even one, why did they have to go?
From 1970, that's the group Pride with Returning Home. Before that, New Hampshire's own Doa from the CD The Early Years, we heard the tune Zenith. Prior to that, Claude Bolling and Jean-Pierre Rampel with Pastorelle. And we started that set off with Julian Bream and the introduction in Fandango for guitar and harpsichord from the guitar quintet in D. And that's from a Musical Heritage Society recording. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to The Radio Thrift Shop, exploring musical roads less traveled.
Exploring science in the sea. If not for its colorful bill and bright orange feet, the Atlantic puffin might easily be mistaken for a penguin. Its body displays the same black and white markings as a penguin's, and like a penguin, the puffin is at its most graceful in the water. Its bill, though, looks more like something from a tropical jungle, giving the puffin one of its nicknames, sea parrot. Atlantic puffins are found from northeastern North America, across Greenland and Iceland, to northern Europe. They spend most of their time in the water, but they come ashore during summer to build nests and raise chicks, usually on rocky islands and cliffs. The male digs a burrow and lines it with grass and feathers. The female lays a single egg, and both parents incubate the egg and then feed the chick. When it leaves the nest, the young puffin heads to sea and won't return to land for several years. In the 19th century, puffins were a common sight along the coast of Maine, but hunters killed them by the thousands. By 1901, only a single pair was known to remain. Conservation efforts started a few years later, and the birds began to return to several islands. In the 1970s, chicks from Canada were brought to Eastern Egg Rock, establishing a breeding colony that today numbers more than 200. The puffins still face challenges, though. Climate change and overfishing are reducing stocks of herring, one of their favorite foods. That could cause the Atlantic puffin to once again disappear from Maine waters. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
From time to time here on the Radio Thrift Shop, I've been exploring a new CD LP set released by Light in the Attic Records. It's Native North America, Volume 1, Aboriginal Folk, Rock, and Country, 1966 to 1985. And these are all privately released Native American or Native North American albums compiled into a great anthology, which is available both on compact disc and vinyl. We're going to hear a few tracks from this compilation, starting with Philippe McKenzie.
Thank you. have come over you. Old man Carver, what a a young boy wash his hands. He's a carver that is living today, trying to make his living there.
Thank you.
set of three songs from the compilation Native North America Volume 1, Aboriginal Folk Rock and Country 1966 to 1985. That piece was Lloyd Chichu with Winds of Change, Willie Thrasher before that with Old Man Carver, and we started that set off with Philippe McKenzie. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed, a gold-covered mattress on which he was led.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
That was Simonde with The Dove. Before that, of course, Friend and Lover, Reach Out of the Darkness. And Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Oh, What a Lucky Man He Was. This is DJ Frederick. Thanks for tuning in to the Radio Thrift Shop. Remember, keep your radio free. Keep your ears open. And wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.